Show this evening, we welcome Mr. Mark Anderson back to the studio.
Evening.
Along with his erstwhile colleague, Mr. Joe Ward.
Hello.
Evening, guys. You can email us studio@icrfm.co.uk if you wish, nakedfooty@yahoo.co.uk if you want to come on the show or just during the week, and you can twat us on nakedfooty if you want. Feel free. What would you like to talk about, girls? Would you want us to talk about the games first? Because I've got a funny feeling we might end up talking about attendances and therefore ticketing, but we'll start with football, shall we?
Start with the positives.
Yeah.
6 points out of 6 points, 2-1 games. Win your home games, see if you can do well. Go away. Get up that league.
Can I just stop you both there? because I rarely do this, but I actually, Alex was on the show last week and both of us said 2 wins out of 2. So we need to congratulate Alex as well as myself. Thank you very much. Continue.
Very optimistic. I never predict draws.
I've never done that. I don't even predict a win usually, but to do two, I think it was the drugs. But hey,
I think if you can pick two home games to have, I think you could probably pick Middlesbrough and Yeovil. Two long distances for a start, so you've got that to factor in. And I think the travel particularly well. So 6 points is always a possibility. I thought we'll win Saturday and probably lose the Oval, because that's the sort of thing we do, but we do silly things like that.
Yeah.
But you go on most of the sort of websites now, we're going to win the league, we're going to get 120 points. It just needs to be sort of wheeled in a little bit, because we've got a couple of difficult games coming up as well. So I think we're doing all right. We've won the games we probably should have won any game. We should have maybe got a bit more with Leeds at home, possibly.
I went to Birmingham and we absolutely should have murdered them. Should have won 5-6. It was that one-sided. But
yeah,
well, that's a shame.
Frankly,
and then they scored with a deflection.
Frankly, so. We both started up front, so that makes us explain why we didn't win that one. And Alan Lee signed on the back of that performance, so I think that's probably says all he needs to know frankly about on his career at Ipswich. But
I think it's definitely okay.
I think we're doing all right. We're going in the right direction and we should be top in a couple of weeks and then we'll just cruise the league from there.
I'm enjoying this go one goal behind tactic.
That's good fun.
It gives us a chance. it's a very good sort of keep the fans interested.
So after 10 minutes on Sunday when we can get one up, I mean, they really better look out because it's coming for them.
Yeah.
That could be the worst thing they do.
In a way, you've seen this before. If against a team like Yeovil, we were pretty much on tops in the first half, and you'd think, well, you know, if we score, it's one of those things where they'll either score another or they'll just sit back and end up losing the game.
Yeah, it's a strange game last night. It's almost as if it was a League Cup game, whereas people just turned up and thought, we're going to win this. And
yeah, I think
that's it. Had a weird atmosphere that was sort of very expecting Ipswich to win. And then they got their goal, which is a very good goal. It should have closed it down a bit better, but the finish was a good finish. Second half, you saw me, once they got the goal, they're going to get another one. At 2-1, we sort of sat back, and I think if we would have went for the kill, we could have got third there before we just invited teams on. And at the end, it took a good Gherkin save to sort of get the 3 points.
That's a tight line, isn't it? When you have that sit back and we have what we have sort of mentality, you keep going deep and you keep going deeper. And if you've watched Ipswich for more than half a season, you know that there's always that late chance that the away team has.
Yes,
it's whether that goes in and everyone's disappointed with the point, or something special happens and we walk away with the win. But there'll always be that point unless you get to Saturday and lose with Middlesbrough. We get that 2-goal and that's fine.
It wasn't to 90th minute. It wasn't Saturday. We sort of got the last minute going. Oh, thank God for that. We can't mess up now. It's only even that 3-1. I suppose 90th minute. You still think we'll take a point because we'll probably mess it up somehow. But performances aren't really that important if you're winning games. Fans won't really moan if they're winning games. So you've got to take the positives from what they are.
I think it's strange with managing expectations. You know, people's expectations. games at the start of the season. If it was just to simply survive again, I think the form of the moment's fine. I think
it's okay. You sort of, you win three games at Ipswich and you suddenly sort of Pep Guardiola it's Barcelona, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're the world's best team. But if you lose two games, you're sort of confident you're going to get relegated. It's just needs to keep going on as we are. Keep it steady. Win your home games, win the other way game, see what happens.
And telling the last season, people were looking at McCarthy's record of points and games and that kind of stuff. Bring up the much maligned stat of, you know, we would have been playoff candidates, but you've got to think at the tail end of the season, there's a lot of teams that aren't playing for anything. And the new manager always gives you that bump, that little bit of, you know, reorganisation, maybe a couple of new faces and some new techniques. That's what Town got at the end of the season. To start a new campaign is completely different.
It's a different mentality for starters.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was even proved with Roy Keane, wasn't it? When he came, three on the bounce, didn't we win? Something like that. It's the end of the season.
And then we're to go up, and then we started the season with a bang.
Never see it.
Roy Keane got his grey beard, and you think it's all sort of going to go downhill from there. So.
But if your expectations are sort of similar to last to how we finished last season, that sort of points take that sort of position, I think the current Town side will be around that. I think if you're looking higher than maybe top half, possibly could get a bit disappointed.
The squad's just very threadbare though, isn't it? Still, you think if McGoldrick got injured, where would it be?
Absolutely. I mean,
he's head goal last night. He was head and shoulders above all else. Cresswell perhaps was very good last night, I thought. But other than that, you think if McGoldrick gets injured, if you've got Murphy and Newbell up front, I'd be happy marking those two because they're both pretty average, I think.
I think the first level is possibly fine, but it's a team for the freebies, isn't it?
It's fine, a team, yeah. So when you get those injuries and suspensions.
Yeah, if you went to a shop and asked for their stuff for free and went to a restaurant and asked for what they've got for going for free, you'll get the odd decent bit of steak, but
you'll get a lot of filthy.
As well.
Well, we've also got, as you say, it's a thin squad, and also you've got people like Chambers playing at right back, and he's done all right. Well, you're sure he's naturally a right back.
He's always a centre half. When you get switched to right back, it's difficult because you're used to being centre half as opposed to getting to the right. And you can see it last night as well. I'd say he's probably better away from home as a right back, whereas at home you expect to sort of push on
forward,
which Cresswell done very well last night. He was on main outlet pretty much every time he went forward.
I think a more attacking forward last night probably would have been all right doing, considering I don't think Carlos Edwards had a very good game.
Did he play last night? I didn't know he was out there. I thought we had 10 men.
It's hard though because Anderson's not set the world alight either, has he?
It does seem to be one of those games that if you're looking to rest a player, it is one of those games to do that.
What was wrong with Anderson? He's injured.
Was he on the bench? I don't even know if he's on the bench. No, I think he might have been injured. I must have had too much to drink to remember. But well, obviously, I don't know anyone that watches them, so no one over 18. Anyone
ever watches them.
We'll get to that. So, what about Taylor? Do you think he should have a show? He came on a QPR looking like a duck out of water.
That's what I warm up, so he's probably happy with that.
To be honest, isn't he, Taylor? He's very much a sort of Sunday league player, done very well for himself.
You think so? I think he's a very good player.
I just don't think he fits into our way of play.
I just don't think, the solid choice, he's not matched for, is he? I'm sure he's got the stamina and he can run around in training, but it's slightly different to play the game, isn't it? He looked a bit lost at QPR. He was trying all the tricks that you expect him to try, but he was
sort of confidence in QPR sort of.
Well, again, coming off his chair.
It's so demeaning, isn't it? You just think what's the point of playing? You're going to come on. I wasn't that kid, but I heard he lost the ball in a dangerous position.
Well, again, he was trying to, I think by the time he lost it, he was trying to flick it over two players, between two players. But also, he's not got, at the moment, he's still not sharp enough to do that. You need to bring him on when you're 3-0 up.
Last night, I thought it would have been hard to
help. Yeah, I think
that third goal, bring Taylor on, possibly bring Wordsworth on.
But where would you put him, though? Because, McCarthy does like, I don't know if you're a bigger guy.
I thought the goal for the last 20 minutes, they were tired. So, perhaps we'd get Murphy on. Get a flip on, which he does do alright when he fancies it, and get Taylor in behind.
Talking of Wordsworth, Luke Iams splitting the crowd at the moment, isn't he? What do you reckon?
He needs to be better than he is. I think he needs to put in those challenges that will get him booked, put a few heavy ones in, and get that little reputation that says, you know, just saying that Flips is just midfield, he's not, he can't be passed through easily. He's too sort of lightweight, and he puts a shift in, but then again, you know, so would I.
He's good, but he's not right, isn't he? Carl, he says if he wasn't born a very next switch, I don't think he'd be anywhere near the team, to be honest. I'd possibly look to play tab central midfield, because at least he can pass the ball forward high. There's a chance last night he could play a forward ball.
Yeah, play side or back.
Play the sideways. There's a few groans, and the high rarely gets any groans, because he's obviously one of the fans' favourite, but I think he needs to do more to keep his place.
But when you have got a squad that is this small.
Yeah, I mean, you possibly look at having Wordsworth not have any sort of games to bring him in. And he would be a good player to bring in, because I like Wordsworth from what I've seen of him when he's sort of got a broken back. He looks like a good footballer. And he's got lovely hair as well, so that's always something I like to see on a football pitch.
But does McCarthy want that playmaker in the middle, or does he just want to buy past that midfield?
Probably not, especially at home. Away from home, he'll be nowhere near that. It will be Skews, Iron, sort of make us hard to beat. I can't see him ever playing a Wordsworth away from home.
I thought the tactics last night were quite negative in the way that it's get up to Murphy quickly and see what they can do about it. But then it's strange because when they do try and put a few passes together, it will always break down. So it's trying to get a mix of what kind of passes can we do, and not panicking and going straight for that long ball.
It's difficult, isn't it, when you've got sort of... I'll tell you who, Christoph Bell is actually better than what I thought on the ball.
He's played well. He played well at Birmingham. He's a good player. Very good player. This is the trouble, you see. You wouldn't really want James Bell in the middle. Not that he's done anything wrong, but Bell is doing so well.
James is always strange, himself. I'm not sure about it. I know him and Smith had a good partnership last season, but I was never overly convinced about him. I would have loved Stearman to have signed, but that didn't happen. But we got Berra, and he's looked really good. I've been really impressed by Berra.
No, he's a class player.
He's been very, very good.
Onward and upward. Anyway, so Sarah, we'll go to emails now. We've got three bad tickets already. So here's one from Izzy, which you've already covered, but I imagine she was listening. Do you think it was significant that we conceded a goal first in the last two matches? It seems to inspire the team to knuckle down and play better. That's what we pretty much said. Well, I think if you've got something to go for like that, it does sort of, especially when you're at home, because I have seen Ipswich score early against a team they should hammer, and then the game just peters out.
You can concede first under Paul Jewell, and you'll lose 5 or 6 minutes. Because heads just drop once we get in one. It was just a pack of cards. So it depends on the sort of mentality of the players and the management as well.
Mick must be quite good at picking up at half time. So let's actually go for this, because this year was like no great shades. They've had a very good goal, but other than that, they've had this much first half. I thought it was possibly the worst class defence since the OJ trial.
Mine
was bad.
Did you really get that?
Well,
Joe's having fun anyway. Right, this is Izzy again. Do you think that the ticket problems have come home to roost with the low attendances in the last two matches? And I'll link this with another one. This is from Ryan. Having read the Price of Football article last week, how can Ipswich justify being the most expensive club in the Championship to watch? Many clubs are doing various promotions and specials to encourage people, and especially younger people, to games. A few years ago, Norwich were still selling out their stadium despite being in League One. So why aren't Ipswich following this example? Appreciate all your thoughts.
Well, Norwich, they've had more success, haven't they? Closer. Ipswich haven't been good for how many years now? 10 years, perhaps. Whereas Norwich have been in the Premier League and come down.
But Norwich have had promotions like Kids for a Quid and things. And, last night, what on earth? Why on earth couldn't they just say a season ticket, I'm going to bring a mate for 15 quid or something? Well, I just don't understand why not.
It's kind of like last night, where if you were going to do those kind of things, then you would. But it must be so difficult to see whether you can do it. I'm sure there's a mathematical monetary equation out there that says, so to tick off this guys, you know, let's not put it on, let's just keep it with it being, you know, the what the season ticket. This is not the people that we know might rock up and just keep it. This particular
every ticket at the same price rather than paying £35 for a game to be in a great enemy. Why is
that's another thing, yeah, you know, grading the games.
Yeah, why would you pay £35 to watch an Ipswich?
You're still going to have to watch Ipswich.
You're still going to have to watch a lot of dross.
Yeah.
So why?
And why add £2.50 on if you want to pay on the day?
It sort of strangely sort of preys on people's passion because football does transcend that sensible decision. And monetary wise, football makes no sense because it's 90 minutes and it's watching people kick a ball into a net. Sensibly wise, if you thought about it, it makes no sense. But with football, it transcends it to make it a passionate decision. It's your team. You want them to, you know, you want to go and watch success. You want them to go and perform. You want them to be better than every week. So it takes that, it takes your heart away to make you go down there. I think it's just with these, the grading of the games, it really ruins that.
Just have every ticket, it's like every home game the same price. It's just, it'll be so much easier. People will know where they stand rather than having to think, oh, how much is the next game? How much is the next? It's just ridiculous. Even last night, you sort of turned up on a gate, you saw some of the tickets, £28.50. If you're walking past, you're not going to go in, are you?
No.
When you see that price, it's not what it's a show, it's just ridiculous.
Especially on a Tuesday night when, you know, when you could go home.
And you've got a bake-off on it.
You've got a bake-off and you've got a choice of five or six Champions League games to watch.
Yeah. Play-offs or bake-offs.
And you get to work and someone says, did you watch that game last night? No, I was standing in a North Stand watching Townby Yeovil.
Well, that is it, isn't it?
You know, but for a win, it's kind of worth it.
I mean,
it is for us diehards, but you know, you're not even going to get, as Ryan just said, you know, the young people, they're your future.
The young people should be, you know, that should be. They should be. Why there isn't a batch of tickets sent out to high school schools.
Yeah.
But, you know, every primary school gets 5-10 tickets, fills up the parts of the back.
And annoy kids have to go along.
The other thing, even if they had a promotion and they got, say, another 5,000-10,000 on the gate, even if they didn't make any more money than they would normally, they'll make money inside the ground. So it just seems so illogical not to. Just, you know, they say, well, it's because they're looking after season ticket holders, but not everyone can afford that out at the start anyway.
Mm-hmm. I know not everyone wants to watch it.
No, and not everyone can. People work shifts and weird things, and a lot of people do want to just turn loose. Like, we met a friend in the pub before the game on Saturday who was humming and hawing whether to go. Looked at the price for the day. No, not going to go there.
Strangely, as a supporter without the backing of a sports trust, but I suppose could pipe up and have a go. What can you do? I'm just going to have to keep paying for it because football's not going to get cheaper. Even if town, you know, went down, they'd drop it then to everything. £5 for a kid, £15 for an adult.
No, I guess you'd have to sort of offset the cost with me somehow. I don't know how it would work, but it just needs to be some sort of consistency. People know where they are. And ultimately, if they are going to win more matches, they will get more people in because people will be interested in this. But
I don't know how many people this online ticket service has put off as well. Because for me, certainly, it was always going to be, you know, phone them up, get the tickets for the post in 2 days, or go and pick them up at the standard. I don't know if people are finding this online thing difficult.
I said last week, as we covered this, and I had to print one out because we had guests and got to the turnstile and it wouldn't scan. I tried about 3 turnstile people and they kept saying go to the ticket office, and there was a queue at the ticket office. And I'm missing 10 minutes of the beginning of the game. That's when you're a keen fan, it's a bit of a nightmare. And eventually, some nice young girl let me through. She said, oh, just go through. And it's really, thank you very much for that if you're listening. Common sense, but you know, it wouldn't scan. You print it out at home. My printer's not the greatest, but it's certainly not the worst.
If you're new fat and you're not going to get back on, you're not going to go.
It's crazy.
This is very off-putting.
It's crazy. And this person I was telling you about in the pub the other day was never been before. She's just come and moved down for a teaching job, just down from up north somewhere, Derby something. Big football fan, just want to come watch Ipswich. She said, I might adopt them as my team.
No, I don't.
I know, but she obviously put off straight away by the price. No, I'm not going to go over that much just to turn up on the day.
I mean, you know, I think up sort of north, you could probably buy a house about 100 quid. So you're not going to spend £25 on Ipswich fan, are you?
Maybe they should, as a promotion, you know, you pay the normal price, but you get a free whippet thrown in or something.
You should get something for going, shouldn't you?
Whipping and a pair of clogs.
You're 3 points. What do you want?
I'm not going to make McCarthy in a hotel or something.
A week with 6 points. What more do you want?
It's the first strange thing on this, which isn't it? You win games and yet people still won't. We'll find something to moan about.
I think tickets are. Here's another one then. This is from John. I'd like to make a public apology for not having an especially well paid job, a family, and not enough spare money to go to Portman Road. I've realised now. I'm too poor to support Ipswich, and the club doesn't need time wasters like me cheering them on.
Well, it's strange.
Thanks for that, John. I understand where you're coming from.
I've just bought a new house, and yeah, I still went last night. I went eat for a week, maybe 2 weeks, but I went to support Ipswich. But it's just foolish. I don't know what I went for, but it's just because you sort of love the club, and that's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, if I can open it, bear with me, everyone. Talk amongst yourselves. Make a joke, Joe.
That's what I've been impressed about last night. There was one bit where I thought this could be the future. It was the end of the first half. I think it was Cresswell and was it Tonic from the left side as well. In the corner, they put about two or three passes between them, brought a third man in, who put it back to Cresswell, then crossed it for someone at the near post, the far post, it just hit it wide. I thought that was probably one of the best moves I've seen Town do for a few years.
Yeah.
It was 4 or 5 passes,
yes.
A dangerous ball, and sort of a little miss. I thought that should be the standard, that should be happening occasion after occasion at home.
You've got the grounds behind him, you put it all in the box.
You always get
what you're passing the ball for, it's just not keeping it. It's how you, create chances, is by creating space and keeping the ball. Well, then lumping it to Murphy, you'll flip it on, and I'm going to be there.
Less expectations again, isn't it? I mean, with teams like Yeovil, if you're a club who is looking to do anything in this league, top 10, push towards playoffs, Yeovil at home should just be a gimme.
Rest a few players. That's what the top teams are doing against a team like Yeovil at home, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're not a top team, as of yet.
Do you want to go back to tickets, or have you gone off the subject now?
I think tickets has been covered, isn't it? Everyone shares the same opinion on the tickets.
I was going to read you out the official letter that I know two or three people have had from the club, so obviously quite a few people have complained.
Oh, right, does it justify what the drug man's there?
I'll read out just the last three paragraphs, because there's quite a lot here. Please be rest assured that these decisions are not taken lightly, and that's the decision being about having to pay extra after 1:30, having to buy your tickets online, all that stuff. Please be rest assured that these decisions were not taken lightly, and we fully considered the impact on all the club stakeholders during the decision-making process. In terms of our pricing structure for individual match day tickets, in an effort to reward our season ticket holders and to offer our highly competitive season ticket packages and payment plans, we set our match day prices accordingly. Seem particularly fair, though. This is very important to us as we endeavour to not only retain our season ticket holders, but also encourage new season ticket holders and subsequently raise our average match attendance at Portman Road. I'd like to thank you for your continued support, Paul Bowler. Thing is, I don't know that season ticket supporters would be particularly upset if a lot of fans could get in at almost the same price as a season ticket on a match day basis as they choose.
If it is, if that's a 4,000 or 5,000, which in turn would, in turn would help the team.
I don't know.
That's the trouble. Yeah, this is if they're thinking the season ticket supporters will resent it if they give other people a cheap.
Of course they won't.
That's that covered. Right, you've got 2.5 minutes. Do you want to talk about Wigan? Wigan are playing in Europe, aren't they?
Yes. Belgium tomorrow.
Are they in Belgium or at home?
Belgium.
Oh, that's good. It's good if they've got to travel a bit, isn't it? But it's teams a little bit further.
They've got quite a big squad, Wigan, so I think that'll be okay. They'll probably pick one squad for Europe, one squad for the Championship. Grant Hull will be playing that down.
No, I think he's injured, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. I think one of his stomachs fell off.
Wow, so down to what, three?
Yeah, it's like 20 stone now, isn't it? Wigan will be a tough game. It's a lovely part of the world as well, so it's a shame we're not going to that one. But if we get a draw, well, I think everyone's happy. I don't certainly take a draw, but I think we'll probably lose.
I think it is, yeah, the expectation would be a defeat, but you never know with Mick.
So what time does kick off on Sunday?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon in Wigan.
You've got to be refunded some sort of travel cost if you're going to Wigan. Because by the time that's finished and you're on a bus or train back on a Sunday, the club should just say, thank you very much.
It's a long way to go, isn't it, on a Saturday? A normal 3 o'clock kickoff, but on a Sunday at 3 o'clock, I can't imagine there'll be many going at all.
Only if you're going to go up and stay in Liverpool or Manchester for the night. And
yeah, we've done it before. We're Manchester night. So.
Yeah, stay at Wigan Pier. They've got a rather pretty structure with the Victorian classroom there.
Have they? Have they still got the amusements and the Big Dipper?
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah, probably. Might be terrible again.
It's all right. It's a lot of history. Northern Seoul.
I've been to better places than
that. Yeah, that's all right.
The JCB is sort of funny. It's just their new identity stadium.
It's the same as they love stadiums.
Funny enough, last time, that's the only time you were possibly there, there was a streaker. That's the only time I've ever seen
a streaker. Do you know who scored for that day as well?
Did Jimmy Bullard score a penalty? Did Dave Anderson score a penalty?
Dave Anderson scored a penalty.
Okay.
And that was League Championship,
boo to that.
I think it'll be
defeat. Predictions, yeah. Go on then.
3-1, Wigan with Alan Lee coming off the bench to score a swing.
No, they'll be tired and we'll play.
Will they be tired as Mark said when he did? Probably not even going to play the same team twice.
He can't listen to what he says. No, they'll be tired and we'll play defensively.
I'm going to scout Wigan a lot. Yeah, where are you going now?
All right, I'll give one all. So what do you say, Mark? Just a
3-1 Wigan. Alan Lee scored for time.
Alan Lee scored. Joe thinks that's quite funny. I'm not sure.
It's funny that Joe used Joe for the
I was too busy reading the thing to read it out again, Joe, because I missed it.
Listen to it again, and you'll realise.
Even a joke does become funny, I think, each time he's had it. Doesn't have to explain why it's funny. This is useful for those.
You wrote it down, that's
what I'm
saying. That's my concern, you wrote it down.
It was gone, it was one off.
Okay, well, thanks to Mark, and thanks to the one Ronnie, Joe Ward. Until next week, take care, everyone. Have a big one. Bye.